Star Market Celtics tonight continues from what is now Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Celtics and the Raptors. Our conversation with the head coach begins, but not before I fulfill my commitment to him to read the commercial for Star Market without looking at it.
Wait a minute.
I promised. Yeah.
Do you read something without looking at it?
Well, I'm going to. Well, I get. Yeah, it is a read. Yeah, unfortunately, I know. Nice try trying to catch me, but it is called a read.
That's is that right?
Yes, it is called in the broadcasting business.
Would they have called
business.
It a read?
It's called
it
a. In this memorized. Case, in this case, it's not going to be a read. It's going to be a hope I get it right, and then there's no one to really check. So we're gonna give it a shot. Our conversation with the head coach is brought to you by Star Markets, just for you. It's a digital app. Earn rewards. You save on your groceries and your gas. Download the Star Market mobile app, or visit starmarket.com.
Really well done.
How do you know?
How do I know?
I don't know either. Well, there are people here watching me, so they know it's not on my screen.
Got
That's
it.
Not the point, but the point being, the real issue is, what if I got it wrong? And I'm sure we'll hear from the sponsor if we did. In
That's
any
right.
Case.
But you know it by now. It's 61 games.
I would hope, but something you're not even thinking. You never try to memorize it because you're just hoping it sinks in after a while. I suppose there could be a comparison made to...
Or if you knew you were going to do it, you could have worked on it all day.
Right, because I don't have anything else going on or nothing better to do than to work on that to impress you, which doesn't even impress you because you can't even see from where you are because we're not in the same place. All right, through 60 games, there would be an easy joke to make about how some people thought that a lot of things would be second nature by now, 60 games in, but they're not. Max and I were just going over some numbers in the last segment, so always starting with numbers just to see if they make any sense.
Yep.
The numbers say that you were leading the NBA defensively heading into this month. That was buoyed certainly by a ridiculous start on that end in those early games in October.
Yep.
But now 21st in the month of February. Do those numbers lie, or is that a pretty accurate representation of the last few weeks?
Very accurate, in my opinion. And I think it starts in transition. You know, that's been our issue in a number of these losses, is that, you know, we're not getting back and setting our defense. There's a lot of things that are tied together when you're doing that. You know, sometimes it's as simple as you're just not sprinting to set your defense, or you're not doing your job on the raise of the shot. But most of the time it's tied to turnovers or bad shots or the like.
Is there a trickle-down effect to three-point defense where you were, again, elite not only this year but over the last couple of years? It's funny because Toronto's going through the same thing. Literally, two of the elite teams in three-point defense are 29 and 30 in the month of February.
Well, I think for us, you know, I don't want to speak to them, but for us, any time that we're really impacting the ball, I just think we, over the course of the game, make each of those shots feel a little bit more difficult. And even the open ones late when we're really guarding feel hard because you've had to work the whole game. I think we've got let guys get into big of a rhythm. I don't think our defense has been good. I think it's why we've been what we've been, you know, in the last month. So I think those numbers are right.
You say it's why we've been what we've been. So when throughout the course of the year, it's the reason we are what we are, both for better and worse.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think that obviously we didn't play good offense in the first month of the season, and I don't think we've been quite as crisp coming out of the break as we were for most of the past 2.5 months. But I do think that offensively we've made strides over the year, and defensively you're always going to have ups and downs, and sometimes it's as easy in a small sample as saying you ran into a buzzsaw on that night.
Right.
At the same time, I think that there are reasons for concern within that trend.
I hate, as much as there's sort of a natural spin to talk about only what's going on with the team, to me, the reaction to losing a game Saturday night to a team that's under 500, I really felt, even in real time, that you're not giving Zach LaVine and Lauri Markkanen credit for the games they had if everything was about what you were doing or not doing.
Yeah, but I think that's just sports in general, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the other team's playing too. We all know that. And that's why, as coaches or players or anybody that's ever been through it on the, you know, on the operate the basketball side of things or in any part of the organization, you know how hard each game is. And there are different challenges within the game. You're not playing what guys normally do. You're playing what guys are capable of. Because on that given night, that's all that really matters. You know, you're only playing a 48-minute game. You're not playing the average of 82 games. So I think ultimately that's why you have to be ready for each one. You have to come out and play with great purpose. You have to make those guys feel you the same way that you make Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard feel you tonight, because anybody can go off on any given night.
You often say you're aware of the standings as it's going on, but not paying close attention.
Yep.
When is that time?
I've been aware of it. I mean, and, you know, it hasn't been hard to follow us.
No.
You know, we've been stuck in fifth for a long time now, and so. But I'm aware of it. But I'm a lot more concerned about how we're playing than where we stand. And you know, it's if you end up in fifth, if you end up in fourth, if you end up in sixth, if you end up in third, the idea is to be able to play at the number one level when it's all said and done. And we haven't played at that level, you know, with the exception of a couple of games in a while.
Before we get to their changes, it's always odd to me how styles make fights. We talk about how there are so many different chapters of a season. When do you see a team throughout the course of the 82? Yet all three games, spaced out pretty well, have been just high-level, very tight games, plus the Orlando conundrum. I can't figure out either why Orlando's had success against both Boston and Toronto. But is this a styles make fights thing, that why these games, no matter where they seem to have been played or where they have fallen during the season, have been so intense and so tight?
Yeah, I mean, I think I just think it's two teams that, you know, understand what the other is capable of and have both played well at times within this series. I don't think we've played perfect in those two home games we won. I don't think Toronto played perfect in those two games. I don't think Toronto played perfect here, but the competitive level of all three games was excellent. And, you know, you expect much of the same tonight.
For a team with which you're very familiar, this is a lot of change in terms of adding guys who will play minutes, particularly tonight, Gasol and Lynn and McCaw. That's a lot of new player minutes for a team with which you're familiar.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, Toronto's greatest strength last year, as far as the numbers go, were probably the play of their second units. And a lot of those guys are either gone or moved into the first unit, or they're just kind of at a different spot. And, you know, obviously, though, now when you add guys like Lynn, you add Gasol, you have so many capable guys on that unit that they can play at an elite level the same way for 48 minutes. Just hard to play against. And I anticipate it'll just get harder as they become more comfortable with each other.
That's the head coach. How do we know you haven't scripted all of these answers?
That's a good point. I just read it.
Yeah. And you—that's why you spend your day is preparing not so much
whole
for the
day.
Game, but this.
That's right. That's exactly right. No, I do think that it's an interesting question to know if they would be called reads if they were all memorized.
Well, it's like a lot of things. It'll probably misname, but again, that's just a broadcast term. But
those are things that you can change.
You know what? Things that you can affect the change of.
There you go.
I get it. All right. So that's our theme.
Have fun.
We got one. Celtics and Raptors next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.